Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom Yisrael. Shalom Yisrael. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, somebody shoot me a text or thumbs up if I'm sounding okay. I still hear a little bit of fuzz in the background on my end. But hallelujah. Shalom once again, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Abba, he never ceases to amaze. He never ceases to amaze. It's funny. And tonight, we're going in a different route. In fact, before we even get into that, let me open up with a prayer. Let me open up with a prayer for the benediction, and we'll be able to sit down and talk. Hopefully everybody should know which route we're going, but some may be on the line who don't know. So we'll let them know. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, once again, for bringing us to the door of the Shabbat. We thank you, Father, for continuing to watch over us, Abba Yah. We thank you for continuing to give us your spirit, Father. We thank you for the health and strength, Father. We thank you for, at times, for the ailments, Father, when we have to sit down. Father, you have to talk to us, Father. You have to get us still, Father. Father, we thank you for this life period. Life and all that it comes with it, Abba Yah. We thank you, Father, for the lessons, for the blessings, for the trials and tribulations, Father, for everything that we go through works for your good, Father. Everything works for our good, Father. It shapes us, it molds us, Father, though we don't feel it, though we don't understand it, though at times we can't even see. We work it in our lives, Father, but we always know that you are there, Father. We thank you, Father, for being the one who will carry us when we're going through our storms, Father. We thank you, Father, for never allowing our hands or our feet worn out, Father. We thank you for holding us and walking us through the sand, Father. We thank you for carrying us, Father, in our storms, Father. We thank you for our family members, Father. We thank you for whatever position that we have in this life, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for salvation, Father. We thank you for your son laying down his life for us, Father. Father, we are thankful for so many things, Father. We could be here all night long just saying what we thank you for, Father. But we love you for your salvation, Father. We love you because you loved us, Abba Yah. Thank you, Father. Father, I ask and pray for all those who are listening, Father, all the household of Beth Yahweh, Father, all the household of Yisrael, Father. Those who are coming in, Father, those who are still out in the hustle and bustle, trying to get home, trying to observe your Shabbat, Father, may you give them covering so they can get home to walk into your Shabbat, Father. They can sit down and put down this week, Father. May you get them home safely, Father. Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who have sanctified us with his commandment, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Shalom once again, Yisrael. Shalom once again. I pray everybody can hear me. I pray that I'm sounding okay, and well, tonight we're doing I wouldn't say a detour. We just putting something down and going a different route tonight that I believed on, and not just my heart, a couple brothers as we was sitting at the table this week, and you know, we need a prayer. And we need some fasting, too. We need a prayer and show. A prayer and praising and testimony show where the people can talk. The people can call in and ask for prayer, you know. And it's funny because, I mean, it's not funny. It's just amazing to me how Abba works. It's amazing how he works and how he he removed maneuvers through other people, things. As a believer, we got to pay attention to everything because Abba is constantly talking to us. He is constantly talking to us, and he confirms things with us on a daily. He confirms that he's talking to us, but it's not always that we're listening. Or talking to him. And that's what I mean by that is tonight's show. I got two witnesses for myself. I mean, three, matter of fact, if you count me and the brothers, me, Mariana, and the Harbell, our day before yesterday, sitting and talking, and it was two witnesses. But I'm looking at it as one. But even when I sat down and try to put some script, I got one scripture, matter of fact, written down on this paper. Honestly, one scripture, and it's funny because I talked to Rabbi about it yesterday and was telling him the thoughts that Abba was putting in my mind and the route that he wanted me to go with this open prayer. And the title of it is Love One Another. Love One Another. You know, and we need prayer. We need to pray for one another constantly. We know and understand that old opponent, our adversary, he is relentless. When I say he's relentless, I mean he does not stop. He don't care if you're feeling bad. He don't care if you're in your depression. You know what his ultimate goal is? To get us to close our eyes and not have salvation. To not be able to trust Yahweh. And that's why he keeps bombarding us with stuff over and over and over. And we as believers, we cry in the eye, but are you seeing this? Do you see the toils and the trials that I'm going through? And it's nonstop. It's constantly. Constant. Because he wants us to break. And he tries no harder than believers. He does not go after non-believers. Why? Because we already have them. We know that. But I woke up this morning, and every morning I look at the little Bible app, and it has a verse of the day. And that is the only verse that I have written down. That was the very first thought that he gave me. Matter of fact, I sent it out earlier today. I sent that out to everybody on the line, and it is Ephesians 6:18. I'm going to read that, as my brother Shabba would say, in your hand. Y'all know, if you've been following this show for a while, EBD Culture, that I'm always reading out of the WEBA, which I love. I love that translation. But tonight, this one verse, I'll be reading out of the PEV. I just love how this reads. I love how it speaks straight to the point. Straight to the point. Never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Spirit. Stay alert. Keep praying for Yah's people. And for me, that was confirmation. Okay, we on the right track. Because what we said yesterday is we're going to open up the line and we're going to have praise and worship and testimony, and we're going to allow the people to talk. We're going to allow the people to talk. So as what I always do, I have thoughts in my mind and sit and talk to Abba throughout the day, listening for scriptures that are, okay, we're going to go that route. Yeah, you go that route. And I sat down. And I was all up in Job, and Job had some good scriptures that would have been perfect for tonight. I mean, just good, and especially if you read it out of CEV versions. I was like, oh, yeah, that'll fit right there. Yeah, yes, that'll fit. But it didn't quite fit right in my spirit. Went into the Psalms and was like, oh, yeah, because you can always find something good in the Psalms. You can always find some motivational speaking in the Psalms. You can always go in there, and it's going to speak to something in someone's life. That is the word of Yahweh. It is going to speak to something that is going on in your life. And what, even when I read in Job, and we think we complain, we think that we mumble, we think that we believe Abba Yah is not listening and he don't see what we're going through, and that we wish we was never born. And Job was laying it down. Job was laying it down. Great argument for a person who was just going through trials and tribulations and what we will call a hell of a life. There is no other way to say it. A life that is full with turmoil, one thing after another happened to him. We understand the story of Job. We even read it. But even those who have not read it or heard it, Job got tempted by the devil. Abba Allah allowed the devil to go and kill his children, his sons, his daughter, take all a man's possessions. And then on top of taking all the man's possessions, killing his children, man with boils from the bottom of his soul to the top of his feet. And we, as the readers and the livers of life, right, we are living life in this experience that we call life, and empathize with Job, because we can understand, we oh my goodness, I could understand why you feel that way, Joe. I've been there sometimes in my life. I was so low, and I was wondering why. Where are you at, Abba Yah? See what's going on. You are the Almighty. You're all-powerful. There's nothing that gets by you. How is it that I'm going through this? In this way for quite some time now. Allow these things to bombard me in my life. Can I serve you when I'm so bombarded? I'm old. We are the livers of life. We understand, Job. Something's going on with my children. Something's going on with my wife. The job ain't acting right. The other things that go on in our life. That was the beauty of Job. That's the beauty of the book of Job. In fact, that's the beauty of the word of Yahweh. Everybody in there was going through something. Everybody in there was going through something. And the thing that I said when I started off, how Abba Yah is so good, because he speaks to other people. He lines other people up with that same spirit, and y'all line up. Because I didn't ask Sister Calipia, Sister Samaria, to put that song on. But you know why? I got one scripture on this paper, and nothing else felt right that I should write down. Although in my mind, in my spirit, I felt a lot of scriptures that I could have filled this paper up with, but I have the one scripture down there. You know why? Abba Yah said, I want to talk to the people. I want to hear the people. Hear them. I want to hear their prayers. I want them to talk to me. And when that sister played that, and that's like since we've been playing the third week in a row. The third week in a row that Abba Yah led her to play the perfect song, the master, the perfect song. Talk to me. That's what Abba is saying. I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking. I'm going to, the mic, the show is open tonight. Rabbis on the other line waiting for people to call in. And if they have prayer requests, we're going to pray. If they have a testimony, we're going to hear their testimony. If they got a favorite scripture they want read, we're going to read their favorite scripture. If they got a word of encouragement, we're going to hear their encouragement, because Hallel is attacking around one another. We got to become those strong ox and those strong akoti, that strong wall that we come to find out what those words really point to. Because we have family members that is really going through, that is really fighting now. And we all may not know that. We all may not be privy to that information, but I'm here to tell you, we have family members that is fighting and feel like they're fighting alone around one another with this word of Yahweh. This is our sword. This is our shield. This is our helmet. This is everything as warriors, Abba Yah's army needs. And the war may not be raging in your house right now. The war may not be at your doorstep. You may be feeling a little good right now in life. But trust and believe, there's always someone here in war that's battling, that's trying to hold on by that zigzag, that fringe that hangs off of Yahushua. And maybe that's all they hanging on, because they are being bombarded with Hallel. He is bombarding them. Scripture says, and they want to wear out the saints. That means, when you look it up, it's talking about a constantly bombarding, a constantly bombarding. When you look at that drop of water on that rock, a drop of water on a rock constantly will put a hole in it. Standing on that rock, being that drop of water trying to put a hole in it, but he can't. Cannot put a hole in that rock. Can put the hole in the rock. Because we put down the gods. We stop fighting. We stop hoping. And the only hope that we can hope in. So we open for discussion. We open for praises. We open for favorite scriptures being read. We open for prayer. Abba Yah want to hear from his children. You have an opportunity anytime you want. I don't even know if the number given out. Prayer is given out. It's given out. As I was coming, me and Mario, we had a chance to talk, and the question that Abba asked me earlier during that day, me and him got to talking about it, and it's one of the thoughts that he was asking me was, why do believers fall the hardest? You know, the same thing that happened to us happened to the rest of the world. Why do we fall the hardest? Why is it when the tree falls in the forest, it's like a timber, and that's what you feel like. You feel like that big, heavy tree that's slowly falling and falling and falling. Why is it that we fall the hardest? And that's where I asked Abba. Talking to him, I asked him, why is it? Because of our expectation. Because of our expectation, and because we believe as believers, it should not happen to us. Father Yah, how in the world am I going through this? You are the Almighty. You know everything again. How is it that you didn't see that this was going to happen? How is it that you didn't warn me it's going to happen? Stop it. going to happen. You're all-knowing. All three. There is no time for you, future. There is no time zone for you. You see and know everything. That's why Brother Job was feeling. You knew all that. And the thing is, we all do what Brother Job did. We led at the feet of Yahweh. We led at his feet. In essence, we say it's your fault. We may not say those words openly or verbatim, but we say it's his fault. In essence, that's what Job was saying. If you ever get a chance, read Job. Go back through it, especially if you're going through. Go back through Job, because that's what he was saying. It's your fault. You're all powerful. You see all these sinners out here, they doing any and everything, and they are not getting judged. They're not going through half of what I'm going through. Here it is, I'm trying to serve you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ready, Akoti. Whenever you're ready, and I wanted to say that to Rabbi let you on the line, just say shalom, and I'm going to shut up in the midst of it, in the thought. That's all. That's all we have to do. In the midst of a thought, just say shalom, and I will say shalom, and I will allow you to have the mic. You can speak. Okay, I will call a person. Amen. If they call, I will let the people know. Amen. But we lay being a parent is one of the best examples we can have in serving Yahweh. Because as a child, know that the parent shouldn't let nothing happen to me. But sometimes it does. Shalom. Hear somebody.
Hey, shalom. Can you hear me?
Shalom, Sister Margaret. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just some thoughts. You know, you're talking about why we go through the things that we go through, and a couple of the thoughts that the Father's been helping me to see. Is one thing when it comes to trust. Because when we believe, as believers, when we believe that we should have good lives because we've been good and we've been faithful, what we've done is we've stopped trusting in his grace, and instead we're trusting in our works, right? Because we're saying to the Father that I've done this and I've done this and I've done this, so nothing should happen to me, right?
Amen. That's right.
So that's self-righteousness. Right? So when we're obeying the Father, are we obeying the Father because we expect that the return is going to be no difficulties? Or are we obeying him and expect, like James said, don't be surprised when you fall into diverse situations. Like that's what this human experience is about. Right? We are not going to wait for one day and become like the Messiah. He said in much tribulation that he learned obedience. So
that's right. The
expectation for us should be that our life will be difficult, right? When we good days, sunny days, and we can, go, wow, toda ya, I'm grateful, because that's not the expectation. And the other thought that he
taught
me to see, we were flying, and, as you're going up, right, you go through turbulence sometimes, right? So one time we were flying, and the plane was going through turbulence, right, and pulling your seatbelt and blah, 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 blah. But once you pass that turbulence, it was smooth, right?
Yes.
But what
that's
are we doing
right.
when we're going through the turbulence? We're elevating, right? We don't come out of the situation the way we came back in it, right? We come out resilient. We come out wiser. We come out with experience. We come out with wisdom. We come out with patience. We just come out with so many things at the end that
you
can really be grateful when Yahweh says, try my servant. try my servants, see
what
my servants going to do. Because you
know,
any one of us, the things that we've gone through throughout our lives, we can't say that those things didn't make us stronger. So it takes spiritual maturity for us to really say, try my heart, try my reins, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be faithful?
Amen.
You know, am I going to be faithful? One of the challenges that we've been going through over here is more so dealing with Danielle and her depression. Her depression is, this is the worst.
Yeah.
This depression is the worst she's ever gone through. And like you said, as a parent, there's nothing I can do. And it's dark, right? It's dark. She, and when I hear her say things, like one day her and I was praying with her. And under her breath, she was saying, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I didn't know what to say. And the Father just told me to keep on praying. And after I prayed, I sang a song because he's been really pulling me to worship. You know, pray.
Yes.
Right? When you pray, you're asking for
stuff, right?
I need, I give, but when we're worshiping him, right? We're going beyond our pain. We're going beyond our needs. We're honoring him. We're referencing him. So
That's
I just kept on singing.
That's right.
But it broke my heart for her to believe that prayer didn't, wasn't going to work, that nothing was going to heal, nothing was going to deliver her. So the Father, he gives me different things to say. You know, I know it's him because it wasn't in my thoughts, just to kind of, you know, bring her back to how does the father call you to your calling? Sometimes we got to suffer something for that to become now our call. And ever since she was young and she was going through depression, I said, Danielle, your depression is not just for you. Right? It's not for you. You're going to be able to understand somebody else's pain. And you'll be able through your own experience, not book, not education, not learning, but because of your experience, you're going to know what a person is going through.
Right?
So I told her, and she was like, well, you know, she said, well, that sucks. If this is what Yahweh wants me to do, this. I said, yeah, it sucks. But you know what? How many people will volunteer for it? No one volunteers for the hard stuff, right? We pray, let me be the prosperous one. Let me be the blessed one.
That's right.
No one says, let me be the broken one. Let me be the addict. Let me be the alcoholic. None of us pray those prayers.
No.
But the people who come outside of that are the people who are the most effective for the body, because Yahweh wants to serve the body. And he wants us to serve the body. Through our experience.
Amen.
Through our wisdom.
Yes. That's right.
Through our loss.
Amen.
Right? I never forget. One time when Rabbi was teaching, Yaka'el, and we lost Jeremy, and we were out in the park, and he laid down flat on the ground, and he said, you know, just demonstrated what he had to do. He said, you know what I had to do? I had to get up. He brushed himself off. I said, I had to brush myself off because I serve Yahweh. We're all going to get put to a
place.
All of us, at some point in our lives, is going to be put in that same crossroad.
That's
will
right.
this separate you from Yahweh? Is this going to be the thing? Will it be your job? Will it be the spouse? Will it be the child? Will it be the grandchild? Will it be whatever?
That's right.
We're
That's
all
right.
going to be tested with that.
Because
how do we know that? That's what Satan did.
That's right.
If you touch the joke, he will curse you through your face if you took away everything.
That's right.
Really? All right, go ahead, take it away. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go through what we go through, right? That's the same conversation. Watch what happened when stuff in their
That's
marriage
right.
ain't right.
That's right.
Oh, what would happen when a brother does this? What would happen? They're gonna curse you and give you the behind.
So
all
That's right.
situations for us to prove the devil a liar.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Says, Yahweh give and Yahweh take away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh.
Of Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's right.
So my only prayer evening is truly for Danielle's breakthrough, because I promise her, because I know who I serve, that a breakthrough will come.
Yes.
A breakthrough will come. And while she's waiting for the breakthrough, I want her to wait on Yahweh with hope and joy and expectation. I pray that Yahweh gives us as her family just the right words and the right things to say, just to know how to navigate this with her. This is new for us. This, like I said, she's never been at this place of depression before. She's lost 26 pounds in a matter of weeks, right? She had to stop working. She tried to go back to work, but she called me this week and she said, "If I got to drive one more day," she said, "I'd rather die than drive." Well, you don't got to worry about that, sweetheart.
Right. That's right. That's right.
You know, so.
That's right.
The testimony, the goodness, and the thankfulness of what I'm seeing, I try to share it with her, is I see how Yahweh is pushing her, and I see how she responds to it, right? Like yesterday she got up and for the first time just got up and just went for a walk. And she didn't go far because she's been sick. She went as far as the playground and came back. And she didn't want to. Her flesh didn't want to.
That's right.
But that spirit that was in her made her get up, get dressed. And anytime she does those things, I said, Danielle, I said, that's how you fight. I said, this is the Father telling you what to do to help you. And when you respond and you obey, you're getting stronger.
That's right. Amen.
Also, her anxiety, Danielle has always, her anxiety, she will literally worry about something that is 10 years in the future. I mean, worry. Like, what am I going to do for something that's 10 years in the future? So what ended up happening recently, she had to meet with the state attorney, and the state attorney told her that more than likely she's going to have to testify at the trial. Now, this trial might not be the date. The date is for October, but she already said it's not going to be for October. So now she has anxiety about testifying. Something that's so far in the future. And I said, it might even happen, because if he gets a plea bargain, there won't be no testifying. You know what I'm saying? So, But controlling those thoughts, controlling the mind, taking these thoughts captive, you know.
That's right.
It's really, I mean, she knows the script. She knows what needs to be done. She just needs to really apply Yahweh's word to what she's going through, because Yahweh's going to get the victory from this, you know.
That's right.
I really do appreciate this opportunity. You know, Moray Ahab-Al had reached out to me. You know, he always checking on us. And, you know, he was just like, what can we do? You know, can we come over and pray? And, you know, it didn't work out because, you know, Danielle's been sick and all that. And so to do this is just, scriptures talk about how the elders or the shepherds are for the people, right?
That's right.
So years ago, Rabbi McDaniel, he had, and the brothers, I'm sure they remember, whoever was a deacon was allotted certain families they were responsible for, right? So they were the ones that would called certain families, like that was that touch point before the person got to rabbi.
Yes.
So that kind of brought back that memory of when Ahab-Al, you know, weekly reaching out.
Amen.
I just felt like that was,
amen.
You know, that was him just, you know, just, hey, how y'all doing? You know, what's going on over there? And
amen.
Seeing the need and willing to meet the need, because what we need is prayer. We don't need nothing else.
Yes, right. That's right.
We just need prayer.
That's right. Amen.
So I'm going to stop rambling.
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity again.
No, you're talking, you're getting it out. And then that's what Abba wants. He wants us to talk. He wants us to get it out. He don't want us to suppress it, because we suppress things too much. We have to release it. We have to talk about it. We have to let it go. Put it on the altar. Put it at his feet. Guaranteed he pick it up. He will pick it up.
Hallelujah.
So I'm here. I ain't got nothing on the paper. I tell you, I got one scripture. Obviously, he want to talk to the people. Want to hear. Amen. But we will be out there next week. Brother Harbell talked to us. Me and Maya, we will be out there and we come and pray. We got to be in this together. We got to fight. Again, we got to rally around. If it's one household, we all got to rally around that one household and put that prayer of protection to remove those unclean spirits around the house who's trying to get in. We got to do that. We got to do that. Well, Cody, whenever you're ready, if you
okay,
finish,
hallelujah.
That's all right. Hallelujah. I thank you for your testimony. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Family, we heard it. We heard it, and we know what we have to do. I know sometimes our houses and what we got going on is a little strenuous, and we may not can get across the street. But we family, love one another. We got to surround. We heard the testimony. We know what we got to do. We got to go before the throne of Yahushua. We got to put our daughter on the altar. In fact, let's do that now. Let's put our daughter, Danielle, on the altar. Abba Yah, in your holy and powerful Son, who we know has all authority, heaven and in earth, we know this for a fact. We know that there's nothing else that if we ask it in his name that it shall be done. So, Abba Yah, we're asking, we're putting our daughter Danielle on the altar. We're asking for you to strengthen her, Father. For you to surround her, Father. Send your Malachim to the house, Abba Yah. Not just the heavenly ones, the earthly ones, Father. Earthly ones. Those tangible ones that she can see and hear. Pray we can get rid of those unclean spirits who are trying to bombard your daughter, Abba Yah. You just waiting to see what we going to do. What we going to do as a family when we see a family in need. It don't always have to be about money, this, that, and the other. It's spiritual warfare that we are in. We're going to see what they do. Surround this person. Really surround their sister. Go to her need. Away from their own things in their lives and go to her need. It says, though a just man falleth seven times, you will uphold them with your right arm. We are your right arm. The whole household, Abba Yah. Because one going through it, the whole house is going through it. We praying strength for the whole house, Abba Yah. We praying for your Ruach HaKodesh to surround the house. As you put a cherubim at the garden, put a cherubim at the door. And remove those unclean spirits, Abba Yah. We ask this in your holy and precious Son name, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Long family. We know what we got to do. We know what we got to do. And this is how we become one. When Yahushua look down and see us moving on behalf of one another. And the lines are open. Don't allow that old spirit, that old devil, to allow you not to say nothing, not to have nothing to say. You know scripture. You know a positive scripture. You know something. Far too many times we sit back and don't say nothing when it comes to the unity of Yahweh's people. Speak up. Speak up. One of the things as I was listening to this song, Yahweh been so good to us. And as I was hearing Layla have the way sing it and preparing for my mind just for the lesson and just listening to those lyrics. And it was on, I forgot the guy's name, the saxophone player. makes Yahweh so good to us. You know, it is amazing how he talks to you just by asking the simplest question. What makes him so good to us? And as I was in my thoughts and just thinking about it, it's not the car, it's not the house, it's not the wife, it's not the children, it's not the job. It's not even good health. It's not none of that when we sit back and think about it. Because everybody in the world is saying God is good to me, and that's the route that he was taking me. You hear so much. I know a person every day. I how you doing, Tom, Christian brother? And one of the first things, he don't say nothing else, but I'm blessed. That's all. Hey, how you doing, brother? Blah, blah, blah. I'm blessed. You know it. Rocking with the best, and they got little slogans. So, and you hear that throughout your day so much. God is good to me. Won't he do it? What makes them good to you? What makes them good to you? And this what made them good to me. And this what had me in tears just before. Because I know him. I mean, not no material thing, not none of that. None of that. Not health, not anything. Not my kids, not my wife, none of that. What makes him good to me? Because he gave me his word. He gave me understanding of his word. And at the end of all that I was thinking about, he gave me salvation. It's salvation that makes him good to us. It's a place in his kingdom to make him good. That's not material things, as the majority of the world say when they think about God and Yahweh and his blessing. None of that. It's that I know him. I know him. As me and a brother, I believe Brother Mario was talking, and one of them brought up the scripture that Israel need to be taught. Where the scripture says that in Hebrews, that where you ought to be teachers, you need to be taught. Not saying that I know everything, because I don't. But he teaches me. He teaches me about his salvation. I remember Rabbi Gershom down saying that years ago, over 20 years ago, he said, and we all have heard it if you listen to it, and he said that way before I came in. He said, I know Yahweh loves us. It was on the tape, his word. He knows that he loves us because he gives. Everybody can't say that. Everybody cannot say that. And it's no brag or boast about it. It's just Yahweh's truth. No brag or boast about that. But everybody cannot say. You yourself have talked to people about Yahweh, about what you're talking about. You have listened to people's conversations. You may not have spoke a word. You listen. You have saw a teaching somewhere, somehow, and you know that same mighty one. They don't have the same understanding of the Bible that they may be holding in their hand or reading from. That's not a given. And again, we take that for granted. That is not a given. Ask any more. And they're not getting something. Ask how nervous they feel. Any more rate. And in their mind, they're not getting anything. The Yahweh is not speaking to them. It's not, I don't have a lesson put together. I'm sitting in feet of Yahushua, and I got to have a word to give to the people. Be you ready to give a word? And the nervousness that goes through those morays, ask them. They will tell you that. I'm supposed to have a word for the people in Moses' feet. So I'm supposed to have a word. You need them in that. You'll come to learn that sometime I will say, no. No. Allow the people to speak. That's his. And especially, you wonder why every now and then the rabbi open up the lines. He wanted, as the spiritual leader of one of the assemblies of Yahweh, you want to know that the people are learning. You want to know that the people's relationship with Abba Yah is getting closer. And the only way we can really do that is through his word and opening up. So every now and then you hear him open up the line. And it ain't just for the moray to open up and speak. You got more brothers in there that's not moray. Up and speak. He wants to know that we are all moving as a unit. Spirit of Yahweh. And we all have the same understanding. We all speaking the same thing. Shouldn't we be quiet sometimes? And I know the moray be quiet at times, because sometimes moray, they want to hear from the people too. They want to hear what the people was learning. Just as well as Rabbi Yaakov. Want to hear. But at any moment, y'all can cut in. Any moment. In fact, the Sabbath is about to come and we're a few minutes away from the Shabbat. But the goodness of Yahweh is to know that you have salvation, to know that you are on the right path to salvation, that he covers you. Covers you, as the Akoti brought out about Job. We all got that. We all got that when Halal stands there and says, I bet I can make him curse you to your face. I bet I can. But even in this little congregation that we're in, we have examples of those who've been through some serious trials and tribulations. Stand back up straight. Although they was walking crooked for a while, but they always stand back up straight. You know where it always came from? The head honcho. If you've been here with Beth Yahweh and Beth Yahweh, you saw Rabbi Gershom and Daniel in his life, you saw the things that he'd been through, but he always stood back up. He always relied on Yahweh. When that spirit left him and went to Rabbi Yaakov, it seemed like everything else left. The trials and tribulations went to Rabbi Yaakov too. So his life became an open book to us as well as Rabbi Gershom and Daniel. Through trials and tribulations. Amen.
Seven shots last night. They were shooting. That's how they got shot.
Hello? I didn't hear that, Sister Cleta. I heard something. But Sister Samaya, you said something. But you hung back up. That's okay. That's all right. But we have to open up, family. If we can't say Abba Yah don't give us the opportunity to open up, because he gives us opportunity to open up, to release whatever is burdening us. But whatever, for whatever reason, we hold it back. We want to hold on and stay in that. We do not want to release it and let it out. We don't want to release it. So you can't say, Abba Yah didn't give you an opportunity. And I know what you're going to say. Hey, we can do that anytime. We ain't got to come through there like that. That's all right. Every now and then, he wants to hear. He wants you to open up. He wants you to talk to him. Open up and talk to him. You're having a grand opportunity. Whatever you're going through, you can go okay, I don't know. Let them back in then. I quote it. Let them back in. Call back in, Aki. Hello? Hello? Somebody's line open. Amen. Amen. Hello? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. Who's this? Who are we talking to?
My name is Justin. And I just wanted to be prayed
Brother
over.
Brother Justin?
Oh. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Amen. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, we go to your throne. We come into the altar on behalf of Brother Justin. Father Yah, you know what's going on in Brother Justin's life. We don't, but you do. You see all things. So we ask him and praying for Brother Justin that your will be done in his life. And we thank Brother Justin for coming on and asking for prayer, Abba Yah, because we know that's not easy, to be vulnerable. So we ask you that your will be done in his life and that he continue to seek your faith and continue to look forward to your hope and your hope only, Father Yah. Because all things we can do through Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Justin. Anything else you want to say?
Amen. Thank you. No, I was just listening. But that's pretty much all. Thank you. Thank you for praying for me.
Brother. Absolutely. You're welcome. I thank you for coming on. No.
Oh, probably. Peace and blessings. Justin, try to continue to come on.
Yes.
And learn.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're here every Shabbat. We got another show coming on tomorrow at 11. Then we come back on at 2:30. So tune in. Hear the word of Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Peace and blessings, my brother. Thank you, Abba Yah. Thank you once again for allowing Brother Justin to come on and just asking for just that alone. The demons don't want. They don't want you asking to be prayed over. Christian talks about how the elders come to the house and lay hands on you. We know and understand that our weapon is not carnal. It's not carnal. Prayer is not a carnal thing. It's a spiritual thing. I heard your hand was up. You can come back in when you get a chance. And sorry, family, I didn't get a chance to read a lot of those things. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on in, family. Come on in. Don't allow those whispers to say, I can't be vulnerable. Come on in. Come on in. Now Abba Yah to remove something tonight. And that's my prayer to him before I got on it. So I always open up in the prayer before I get on. Abba Yah, remove something that is plaguing someone tonight. Remove anything that is hindering them to serve you. Remove it, Abba Yah. We ask and pray in the name of your son, Yahushua HaMashiach. He told us, if you ask anything in my name, anything, that Abba will give it to you. Abba will give it to you. As I was talking to my rabbi yesterday, he gave me the story of the widow who kept going to the judge. Because the master, Yahushua, gave us a story, gave us a parable about this widow kept going to the judge, and the judge had to say, let me get this woman what she wants. She's nagging me. She will run to the judge. She will go to this judge and ask the judge, and the scripture says this about the judge, that he did not serve Yahweh. He didn't even have respect for Yahweh. Serve Yahweh, he didn't have respect for Yahweh. He was just a tyrant man. So this woman kept nagging him over and over and over again. She kept coming. He said, let me give her what she wants because she ran me to death. How much more should your Heavenly Father do for you if you ask him? How much more? Amen? All right. Hallelujah. Shalom, my coach. You online? Go ahead and speak. Hiya. Going on with the line right now, but we'll get it straight. We're not going nowhere till we hear from you. If you want to be online. Shalom, my coach. I can hear you now.
Oh, shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
I was going to ask for the same thing Brother Justin was asking for, just prayers for mental health and just help and asking Yah for guidance and just knowing my struggle and trying to help me figure out where to go from here.
Amen. Yes, indeed, Uncle. Yes, indeed. Let's put that on the altar. Let's go before the throne.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Abba Yah. Father Yah, we know she was raised in this way, Father Yah. She was born in this way, Father Yah. She know you, Abba Yah. She know where to come when she needs help, Father Yah. She know where to come when she needs guidance, Abba Yah. We know she's a young lady trying to live in this world that has so many distractions, but she stopped whatever she's doing, Abba Yah, and she's coming to your throne, Father, for guidance, for mental strength, Father. So that spirit that's trying to ink her to go the other way, so she can say, depart from me, allow. I rebuke you in the name of Yahushua. Abba Yah, coming to your throne, Abba. She's asking for guidance. She's asking for mental health. She's asking for you to be her guide in this darkened world, Father. And we praying on behalf of her. We praying that you surround her as well with your Malachim. We praying that her mother and her father, her sisters, her brothers, Father Yah, her sister that has been dealing with the ailment that you know of, Father Yah, that you continue to keep her and strengthen her as well, Father Yah, the whole household, Abba Yah. But now, for Sister Kaya, angels be around her and continue to guide her and lead her. In your holy and precious Son's name we pray, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anything else, Sister Kaya?
That's just about it.
Hallelujah. We thank you for that. We thank you for coming on. Thank you. But
thank
you know
you.
You've been raised in this way. So you know where the God is at. You know.
Indeed.
That old devil, he won't come and he won't try to send you another route. You know where to come home at. You know where your home at. No. My first Passover was at your house. I remember that. You was a baby in that. Laughing at me when I ate the horseradish. All y'all sitting around the table can't wait to see my face turn upside down when I first ate that horseradish. You know, the beautiful times that we have in Yahweh. Right? Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom,
everybody.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom, my Cody. Shabbat shalom. All right. Shalom, my Cody. This is Donasia. Can you pray that Abba Yah helps me to preserve, to rebuke, to come to you at times? You know, many of my glasses. I'm trying to read this on my glass. I succumb to you at times, for his hand is on my marriage and continued guidance. Please, hallelujah, amen. Amen, yes, we can, Sister Nation. Yes, we can, hallelujah. Somebody online? Give me a minute. We're going to pray. Pray for Sister Nasia, Sister Sarah. And hallelujah. Yeah. For your daughter, Sarah, that you continue to keep her, Father, that you remove that spirit of fear that first fell on man way back in the garden, Father. So she's not alone. She's not alone with that spirit of fear because it fell on Adam. When you came to him in the garden, the first thing he said was, afraid. Not alone, Abiyah. That spirit of fear has touched all of us. Fear has been there, whispering, telling us that we're not good enough, telling us that we're not strong enough, hindering us in your walk, Father. So we ask and pray that you remove that spirit of fear and you put spirit with it. You put that spirit of love in. Because what your word say about the spirit of love, love, perfect love passes out all fear. To know and understand that about perfect love, it removes fear. Even if we have to walk alone, it removes fear. Although fear ain't going to give up just like that. It's going to whisper. It's going to say you can't make it. And as my old beloved rabbi said, you are a liar. All things Yahushua. See? Sarah, on your altar now, strengthen her, Father. Do your will within her life. And let her know that whatever way she goes, that she move with your will and your blessing. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ema Bithia, is you online? My sister. Come on in, Rockin Ward. Come on in. Ready. Come on in. Hallelujah. 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 Abba know we got something to say. Abba know what's plaguing her family. Boom. Don't just happen for happenstance. He know what's going on that we have deep down in there. Steve, that don't nobody know. The hurt and the depression that we go through in our corner. He knows.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, Zakin.
Shalom, shalom. Shabbat shalom. You know, this technology is for me, it's terrible. You know, I always have someone to show me this and show me that. I had my phone muted when you called me out earlier. But, you know, yeah, you know, when it comes to prayers, you know, God, Yahweh knows just what we need. And I thank him for giving you that thought, you know, to do what you're doing this evening. But, you know, the times that we're living in are truly rough for the adults. Walking this way itself isn't easy, but trying to navigate this world on a daily basis sometimes make the walk a little bit harder, you know, because you got to make I had a conversation with Shabbat about choices and decisions. You know, we've got to make choices, and then once that choice made, we have to make a decision, and once we've made a decision, we've got to walk in that decision. We've got to pray and ask Yahweh to bless us through that walk. you know.
That's right.
But primarily what I'm calling about is something that I think a lot of us may be dealing with, primarily our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in a time where, you know, this technology thing, I don't know. I just don't pay a lot of attention to a lot of it. Not that I couldn't, but do it, but I just don't. But the world itself, along with this technology, is snatching our children from us, our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know, to see our seeds. You know, some may say that it's our seed and.
Mm-hmm.
Our seed is receiving the redemption of our deeds.
Yeah.
So that may be true. So that may be true. But all in all, you know, I believe Yahweh wants all of us to do good in our walk.
Yeah.
Our children being young, don't have not having the understanding that we have, not having gone through the trials and the tribulations that life brings with it, you know, and most importantly, they haven't come to the full realization of who the Father is and what the Father could do for them if they were to put aside these worldly activities that they see pulling on them, that they see pulling on them. You know, it's not easy for a parent. You know, I've never lost a kid, you know, but it's not easy for a parent to lose a child. But
no, not at all.
A lot of us have children that we've lost. We've lost through this world. You know, we've lost through things that we have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pray, you know, to Yahweh and ask that his will be done in their lives.
Yeah.
And sometimes we've got to let go and allow that will to come into fruition.
Yeah.
Even with that said, I know it's been hard for me. It's been hard for me just to see the things that these children go through. Even at my age, you know, like one thing I pray to Yahweh for every day is for strength.
Yeah.
I pray to him every day for strength because it's hard. Hard watching these kids go through what they go through. You talk to them and then they still don't quite understand the magnitude or they just don't understand what it is that you're trying to convey to them. It's difficult when you see someone right before your eyes just the word I want to say disintegrating. You know, they're going. They don't have a path. You talk to them about you talk to them about the Father. You give them the word, and it's almost like they don't hear what you're saying, but they still want to do.
Yeah.
Things their way, you know. You know, it's hard. It's difficult.
Yes, it is.
You know,
yes.
when you're seeing these things, and as a parent and as a grandparent, you know, you put your hand out there. You put your hand out.
Yeah.
Hoping that they will grab your hand and allow you to lead them. Allow you to lead them. You know, I know here in this household, We've been dealing with a lot. We've been dealing with a lot. You know, we thank Yahweh for his many blessings. And even with what we're going through, I see, I can see where is Yahweh's will. I can see where is Yahweh's will. You know, because if these things, well, these things have happened because of Yahweh. You know, right now, now, got two of my grandsons here, and they both sitting here. They both hear me. You know, I'm not hiding nothing from them. You know, and for them, in Yahweh's will, not our way, will, not
that's
the
right.
will of the world,
that's right.
but Yahweh's will.
That's right.
We would love
that's
to
right.
see them grow up to be men, but not men of the world, but men of Yahweh.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah.
I look around the church, and it's not a lot of young men there. We don't have a lot of young men in our church. Who's going to carry the mantle?
No.
You know, we aren't going to be here forever.
That's right.
We're not
going
to be here forever. You know, Yahweh has blessed me with 72 years. And I think from time to time, how much more time do I have? But, you know, I pray more so that these two young men will see some value in the life that I'm living now.
Amen.
And the things that they see me do. And
Amen.
The things that they see
Amen.
Me do.
It's
this world that we're living in is destroying us. You know, I thank Yahweh for bringing me to the congregation back in 2011. I heard speak often about when did we start reading
the journey through the whole book.
Well, right. Well, when I came in 2011, you all were in Genesis.
Wow.
When I came in 2011, you all were in Genesis. You know, I'll never forget it, you know, because it was a very eye-opening moment for me, you know, because as a Methodist, you know, I knew some things about the Bible, and I would hear you all say things on Shabbat that made me question you all. But all that did was, it made me question you all. You know, like it's not easy convincing a non-believer. Because at the time, I wasn't believing nothing much. You know, some things I believe, but then there was other things I just couldn't. You know, I couldn't fathom myself. You know, believing. You know.
Right,
and made me do some research. But even with that said, this walk is not for the faint of heart. And I think some of our children, when they see us in this walk, the faces that we make on Friday evening through Saturday evening, we don't go out to the clubs. We don't spend money. You know, this is a day that's been set aside for us to give the honor and the glory and our attention to Yahweh.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I think they fail to understand the importance of that.
Yeah.
You know, as an adult, I can, you know, I can see Yahweh working in my life, but as a child, they don't see it. They got it.
No.
They have to be. They have to be reminded of the where their rewards are coming from. You know, you go to school, you get good grades. That's Yahweh working in your life.
That's right.
You know.
That's
You know, whatever it might be. You know, you attribute that to Yahweh.
Right.
You ain't done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just a vessel.
Right.
You're just
That's
a vessel.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want
right.
to keep going on and on and on. But, you know, I pray and, you know, just ask that, you know, you send up a prayer for this household and for all
yes,
the households in Beth Yahweh
yes,
that
yes.
may have a child or a grandchild that they're very
mm-hmm.
concerned about and
mm-hmm.
would, you know, would just like to see them have a closer walk with the Father.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Abba Yah, we come before your throne once again, putting Zakin Ward household on the throne, Abba Yah. Abba Yah, we know and understand that we are all your children, and you see us as we see our children, and you want for us as we want for our children. You look at us as we look at our children and we wish at times that we would listen to you as we want our children to listen to us. Abba Yah. And you see the hole that we create walk in, and you whisper in our ears and you tell us, don't go down there. There's a hole down there. You're going to fall. I'm going to show you a better way you can go, an easier way. Some of us, Abba Yah, we hard-headed. We got to fall in that hole. And we got to learn how to sometimes climb out that hole, Abba Yah. So, Abba Yah, we want you to touch these children, Father. Keep the adversary away from them, Father. And we know that is an easy task for you, but it's a hard task for these children to see the benefit, as the elder said, in serving you. That task is not easy. That's a hard task. Because this world, with such a great hold on this younger generation, this young generation right here, Father Yah, oh, this young generation, the world has a hold on them. There's so many things that bombard them, peer pressure, and so many others. Social media, just with likes alone, they have so much that they have to deal with in trying to live in this world that we, as the older generation, we can't even understand. We don't understand what they go through. So what we have to do, we have to try to understand where they coming from and what they do. Because that's what you do, Father. There was a song that said, what if God was one of us? You know what? You became one of us. You came down and you became one of us so you can understand what we go through, Abba Yah. We know you sit high and look low. So remove those adversaries. Allow those two young men that Zakin Ward has been given the honor of raising them. And may they be raised in your will, Abba Yah. May his household be in shalom, Abba Yah. May the adversary be moved away and moved. Important, Abba. Give them the strength to push the adversary away. Give them the strength to stand on Yahushua and rebuke him when he shoots those fiery darts at them. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. One more thought that we're going to end with, family. One more thought. And this is one of the thoughts that Abba Yah had on me. Whatever we go through in this world, whatever, as we look at our children that they go through, there's nobody in the world, I would not say nobody, there's no one in the world that hurts more than Abba Yah, because he cannot go against his word and move always on our behalf. And he has to allow this world to move, and what he set it up is just a system. Nobody, as he told Brother Ezra, when Ezra was trying to speak on behalf of the people, he asked Brother Ezra, do you think you love my creation more than me? And that was the thought that he wanted me to leave us with. Do we believe that whatever it is that we love and our love more than Abba Yah, that we know more than Abba Yah? Nobody does. Yahushua looked at Jerusalem and said he wept. He wept because he said, I wanted to gather you together and put you under my wings, but you reject me. He cried. Nobody hurts more than him. Let us always remember that. Let us remember that he cares and loves us unconditionally. As the sister said earlier, nobody signs up, and sure enough, nobody going to sign up to put their son on the altar for this, just for this world, not for this world. I'm not going to kill my child for this world. No, not believe. They ignorant, they nasty, and I'm all a part of that. We are ignorant, sinful. We are some wicked people. And you want me to pick my child? No. He loves us unconditionally. He wants us to understand that nobody in the world can love you more than him. No one. No one. Oh, I'm sorry. Emma Bithia, you can go ahead. You have the last word.
Shalom, family.
Whatever. Shalom, shalom.
How are you?
We are well. We are well. You got about 2 minutes left, Ms. Emma. I'm sorry about that. We're going to have to continue this.
That's okay. So I just want to, you know, give encouragement to everybody to continue to pray for everyone. And that the adversary does not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me in his dream and told me to stop praying for his children. But Abba told me that any weapons formed against us will not prosper because he tried to shoot me and his gun turned to water and his bullet turned to water. So continue to pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He doesn't like that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hold on. And that is the last word for tonight, family. You heard what Akuti said. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. And still going on, so I'm going to still talk as we're going on, but we have to become warriors for one another. And family, Moray had put it out a long time ago that if you need your house blessed, if you need the Morays to come over and blow the shofar, that is our job. Let us do our job. Come and bless these homes. We need to come and pray over them homes. If call Moray, Moray Marielle or Moray Shafut L and set it up, and we will be there. That is our job, to come and to visit. That's our job. Set it up, family. We got to be warriors for one another. Prayer warrior. Got to be prayer warrior for my mama. Amen? Amen. I'm going to try to do the closing benediction. We're still going on, and it ain't cut off. I'll be out. He's taking over the airways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, we got plenty of time. We don't close at 9:30. I'm thinking 9 o'clock. My mind was off, family. Anybody else? Anyone else? Who wants to come on? Oh, come on in, Marielle. Hallelujah. Come on in. Family, it would not be rude if you just say shalom, I'm online. If I'm talking shalom, I'm online. Shalom, Michael. Shalom, I keep. Shalom.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Shalom, Aki.
Can you hear me?
Bithia, could you close your line for me, please? Shalom, Aki. I can hear you.
Hey, Shalom, somebody sent me a text asking for to be prayed for direction and understanding.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't know if they on the line. They might be on the line, but I don't know how they open up the line. I don't know how to open up the line.
Oh, okay.
But,
that's all right.
They sent me the text.
All right. They got a name?
Yeah. The sister name is Anita.
Anita. Okay. And she want to be prayed for
directions
and understanding?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Put her out there.
Okay.
Put her out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, one of your children is looking for your guidance. Sister Anita Abaya is asking for guidance and direction and understanding, Father. We know that the only one that can guide us through this darkened world is you, as you guided your children through the wilderness for 40 years, Father. When something only took 3 days, you had to take them 40 years through the wilderness to guide them so they could shed that old man. Father Yahshua, we ask on behalf of your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, and we pray for Sister Anita, that direction, Father, that she get that understanding, Father. In your holy and precious son name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Anita. Thank you. Anybody else on the line? Anybody else? Anybody? Would you mind coming back on, please, and telling that dream again briefly? That is not too much. If you might, come back online and just say that dream again. Because I felt like I rushed you and that was a loud, just slid in there. My eyes got crossed and my mind got crossed. Yes, he does do stuff like that. It's like you said, he don't want us to pray. He don't want that weapon of prayer to go out. And as we were talking about, family, please don't sit there and suffer in silence. Yes, you're praying, but y'all have set up a system down here. I remember when I first came into Beth Yahweh that I would hear stories of the prayer warriors just going to people's houses and they praying before. I remember to hear those stories when I first came in. And I remember the love that was shown to me. That what kept me there. The love. And again, just come in and say shalom if I'm talking. Shalom.
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 Can you hear
me? Yes, I can hear you.
In the dream, tonight, and I was walking down the street, and I noticed that there was a dark figure in front of me, and then there was three gentlemen behind me. I didn't know whether they were following me, so I decided to walk out in the street. And then they walked behind us. So I knew they were following us. And I had Kanaya behind me, and I turned to talk to the gentleman. And he said, stop praying for my children. And I started talking out loud. I can't remember. I don't know what I was saying, but I was talking to the father. And I said, you don't want me to pray for your children? He said, no, keep your children out of my mouth. So I kept on praying, and he pointed the gun at me. And when he stopped, I could see the bullet, and the bullet went to water. And then I looked at his hand, and the gun turned to water. So I said the same with Rabbi, and Rabbi said that was the adversary. He doesn't want us to pray for his children. I said, okay. So I was like a couple days later, I was walking down the street and I asked the father, I said, well, why did the gun and the bullet turn to water? He said, it was because no weapons want to shall prosper.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Torah, Akut. Torah. Thank you. So I hear that, family. Did anybody else get upset when Hillel tried to call us his children? That pricked me. I'm going to be honest. That was, no, stop. But stop praying for my children. We're not his. We belong to Abba Yah. Shared the dream. We just see something in the dream that I had, that I got a chance to share with Brother Harbell this week. And I thought it was a weird dream. But she allowed me to see something in that dream that my mind sees things at times, sometimes foolishly, right? All right, I'll tell you. The dream was I came into this house and I had a baby. I don't know who baby I had. I can't answer that part about the dream. But I had a baby. And this guy was sitting down and he tried to help me with the baby. But when he stood up, he had to be like, and it was a dark place. So when he stood up, I don't really want your help. So I turned around and I started walking away. Where we were like in the restroom, something or a hallway, and the hallway was dark and gray. I don't know who baby was, for real. And he tried to run up on me, a concealed carry on me. And I turned around and I shot him, and I think I hit him in the shoulder. Boom, boom. And out and was in a real lit room. More people in the lit room, but I still had the baby. But he busted in the door, said, "You shoot at me with that little weapon." And he had one of them big old John Wick guns. Boom, boom, boom. And he hit me. Twice. Boom, boom. Twice. Boom, boom. I don't die. I didn't die, so somehow, some way, I set the baby down, and we got to fighting hand to hand. I don't lose in my dreams, but Sister Bithia helped me with that dream. I knew and understood that that was an unclean spirit because he was so tall, his stature, and the gloominess and darkness. But what she helped me understand is no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Ain't got nothing to do with me. I have to do with Abba Yah. And maybe that's why I don't get hurt in my dreams. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I was able to get the baby out safe. Really didn't know, and I prayed to Abba, really don't know or understand the meaning of that dream. Don't. But I did get the baby out and was able to defeat this dude that was like 14, 15 feet high. But that's it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We have to believe that. And if something happens to us in our lives, as was brought out earlier, it's the adversary going to Abba Yah. If I do this, I guarantee he will curse you to your face. No different than what he did to Abraham. When we think about Abraham, you know what? Abraham gave his son a party. He never celebrate you like that, but he going to celebrate his son more than he celebrate you? He does that on a daily in our lives. Whatever thing that we love and we cherish here, not saying that we can't. We just can't put it in front of Abba Yah. We just cannot put it in front of Abba Yah. Yahushua said it like this. He that loveth mother, father more than me is not worthy of my love. And I'm paraphrasing that. If somebody can get that and read it for us, the correct way to read it, that would be much appreciated. Come on in the line and read that parable for us. But what he is saying is you cannot put nothing before me. Why? Because whatever we put before us, before him, won't benefit us the way he can. He have not given us life the way he did, or because he did. We can't put nothing in front of him. Can't. Can't love nothing more than him. The world would try to put in our head that that's a selfish love. No. Again, we're looking at it from the standpoint of a parent. When you pour into that child and then you see this child grow up to be this selfish thing, can't even return a phone call to you, but yet you have taken care of them, you have done, they, and I know the world got this thing of saying, go ahead, all right, go ahead. You online? You got it? Go ahead, read it for us. I told you just bust on in. Brother Mario said he had that script before. He won't read it.
Matthew 10:37. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Toda. Again, family, we cannot put nothing before him. Nothing. Nothing before Abba Yah. Nothing. And I'm going to close out right now, and if nobody else have anything to say, Cody got some songs for us that we're going to go out in. And I want to thank Abba Yah for everybody who came on and spoke, and hopefully the next time we do this, that more will come on. More will be vulnerable. More will come before the throne of Abba Yah. Amen. So I'm going to close out right here. So, okay. Good, Brother Avi has something to say. Go ahead, Aki. We here till 9:30. Who all have anything to say, go ahead. How to call in? That's a good question. I don't know. Aki just, actually, Isha. Isha White. No, but as we wait for our Brother Ivy, we still rumble with the thought of giving all things to Abba Yah, laying everything at the foot of him. Everything. He's that parent. He's that good parent that just wants our children, your children, to rely on him. The number is on the text of the EV Culture text, which is the blog talk that's sent out every week. The number is over top of that, Brother Ivy. We don't have to suffer alone, family. We're not alone in that. We're not alone. We don't have to sit in our houses and have these demons attack us. We have warriors that can come and get in the battle with you. Rabbi just sent it out, Brother Ivy, that the number that you can call in for. You know, even Cody, we need a prayer line. We need a prayer line, especially for the brothers. And I believe the sisters have a prayer line, but we need a prayer line. Even if it's just for a half an hour to get on, to open up and talk, to get out. We all need prayer. We all need prayer. And I felt Zakin when he was talking. I feel like as a parent, I'm always putting out fires. Always putting out fires. Okay. Brother.
Shabbat shalom.
You on? Shabbat shalom, Aki. Shabbat shalom. Go ahead.
Yeah, Aki. awesome broadcast. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the prayer. All Allah, thank you, Abba. My neighbor,
amen.
Justin, who called.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah.
He hit me up and said thanks. I just think it's a wonderful thing. And I don't know.
Amen.
I feel like I do this sometimes, you know, maybe on a regular. Just to open the lines up.
Yeah.
I know you have done it before. And it's a wonderful thing. Something else I want to say is the way we relate to each other is very important, and how well we receive what I've said to us is what
Amen.
I feel.
Amen. Amen.
It's an order to things, as we know, because it is in scriptures, there's an order. The husband and the family represent Yahushua.
Yes.
And how often or how well is it put forth in the household that the husband, the father, is put first. Or the husband and the wife, the husband comes first for anyone else.
Amen. Amen.
So that just came to me when I was sitting outside listening, and I was inspired to call and say that. The husband comes first before anyone else, as far as the wife, and the wife comes first before anyone else.
Absolutely.
As far as earthly matters, I guess I can say. I think what I'm saying is we need to keep that in on the front burner, and that will work towards us serving the Father and fulfilling what he wants us to do.
Yes.
For
it. Amen.
And,
Amen.
Aki, if you want to help me out right there and cleaning up what I just said for me,
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray about it. We're going to pray about it whenever you finish your thought.
Okay, I think I'll finish the thought. Husband, your wives come first before anyone else. Wives, your husband comes first before anyone else, and your earthly endeavors, and things
that's
like
right.
that. So
that's right.
Because we actually really do represent Israel and Yahushua.
Amen. That's right.
And that word represent, I wish I had a stronger word to use right there. But it's all connected like that, and we have to go
That's right.
by that.
Absolutely.
I thought.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We thank you for your words, Brother Ivy. You spoke from your heart, and that's what we need. We need truth is truth, even if it's brutal. It has to come out that way we can start correcting things within ourselves. Amen. Abiyah, we ask on behalf of Brother Ivy and his household, Father Yah, as he said that Israel and Yahushua represent order. That's what the brother is talking about, a relationship where each person, each one plays a role. But let's take it a little deeper, Abba Yah. The relationship that you have with your son should represent the relationship of a house, of a husband and a wife. as they on y'all on one accord, as Yahushua said, you always hear me, Father. You always understand. I do nothing without speaking to you first. Master, that is the perfect example of a husband and wife. And even you, Abba, you take counsel from your son. It's both ways. Move away from the gender sense of this world. Understand the roles that each one of us play in our household, the male and the female. Play roles. We have a role. We have a job. We are representatives of the relationship, the heavenly relationship of the Father and Son. That's what we represent here on earth. Our relationship that is never out of sync. Never. Never out of order. As we learn and grow to get to that, may we have patience with one another, Father. May the husband have patience with the wife. May the wife have patience with the husband. So your order can be set right. Not that we want to be lord over our wives. Not that the wife want to be over the husband. That the order that you have set down be right and perfect. Because them two became one. We must understand that. The two have become one. There's no I. There's no me. There's no her. There's no him. It's one. You gave us that understanding when you first made Adam. Kawa was always there. Always one. But just to show us a deeper revelation, which we won't get into right now, but they always should move as one, a cognate. But it's a process. Give us the strength and the knowledge and the understanding, Father God. In your holy and precious Son name we pray. Amen. Okay, all right. Let me hit the benediction. Anybody else online? I'm going to close out with the benediction. Blessed are you. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A load of our blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the young. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisra'el with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Abiyah. Yeah, our prayers, Father. We pray for all those who called in tonight, Father, and all those who didn't call in, Father, but wanted to call in, Father, but didn't, Father. Father, Yah, we ask that you still hear them, Father, who didn't call in, Father, who still going through things in their corners, Father, who haven't come to fully understanding of being vulnerable in you, Abba Yah. And vulnerable in you, Father, is the strength. Because if we walk in your strength, we're stronger than the world, Father. Because the world has no strength when it compared to yours, Father Yah. It has nothing to offer us compared to you, Abba Yah. So we ask and we pray for all of us, Father. In your holy and son name we pray. Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisra'el. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah. Amen.
Thank you all for my gift. That's all I'm trying to say.
If tonight is the last night you plan on breathing, if the the weight of the world is so heavy on your shoulders, the only place you see to lay down this burden is a grave. If you are so tired of existence, you want to put yourself into an eternal rest, I'm sorry I couldn't make this life more livable for you. I too have known nights on bathroom floors, blood and tears spilling so quickly. I'm not sure which one I'll run out of first. No, praying to God I stopped believing in a long time ago that if they were real, they would help me. No, looking death in the face and inviting him home for dinner like a long-lost friend I couldn't wait to get reacquainted with. But I have also known salvation. Know that if the words of your demons can end your life, then words of hope can save it, no matter how deep of a hole you've dug yourself into. Even when holding on to life feels like grasping for air your lungs can't even keep inside of them, reach your hand out for a lifeline. Because I am still standing after depression has brought me to my knees, after I have asked God more time to end my life than I have thanked him for giving me it, and ain't that a blessing? To survive, even when your own body has tried to kill you. And it gets hard sometimes because I can't even remember how to be a person. But being a poet isn't always about pretty prose. Some days, it is just about being alive. Most days, it is just about being alive here. In this place where I've seen so many resurrected, I call it holy. This is survival. This is hope. This is life. So tonight, don't you write me a suicide note. Write me a survivor story.